This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Stacey Risley.
Hello, friends and neighbors. Welcome to North Atlanta's Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, we're here with Robert Jeter with First Capital Source. So, welcome to the show. We're happy to have you.
Thank you, Stacey. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we're excited to have you on, and we're going to go ahead and get started and have you tell our listeners about your business. Tell us about First Capital Source.
Well, First Capital Source, we do financing for small businesses, so we lend money to businesses. It's a family affair, more or less. It was actually started by my son about 15 years ago. I'm sort of the shadow partner, you might say, with a business. I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia.
And that's unique right there. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you like the family affair. So we're we're very reputable. You know what I mean? We're honest and clean cut and red, white, and blue Americans, all that kind of stuff.
Gotta love that. And Atlantans on top of that.
Yeah, actually, my son is in Hollywood, Florida. So
Okay.
But that's a nice place too. You
know? So you're here taking on Atlanta, which is great.
Right, exactly. So I'm here in Atlanta. And I've been in Atlanta for a while. I've been in Atlanta since the 90s, since the early 90s.
Yeah. So, I'm almost a veteran then. So that's, I'd love
veteran
that.
Atlanta, yeah.
And, that your son started it and then you came on as, to help your son. I love that. That's not something we hear every day. So I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Well, tell our listeners, if you will, Robert, about your journey into this. What led you down the path of First Capital Source?
Well, I mean, I've done a lot of stuff in my life. I've been around the block a couple of times. I mean, I've been in finance for a long time. I worked in banks. I was in banking. I've got a varied background. I lived in Europe for a while. I don't want to go through my whole story, but when I came back from Europe, I got a position in the bank, and that was in Richmond, Virginia. And on a transfer from Richmond, Virginia, I made it down to Atlanta, and it was back in the 90s. And anyway, I went through a big merger with all the banks, and it finally became Nations Bank. And it was a couple of banks involved.
I remember Nations Bank.
It was CNS, Sovereign, then Nations Bank, then Bank of America. Anyway, I went through all that. So I was in banking for a while. And my wife is in finance as well. She does bond trading. She's a financial advisor as well. So we're sort of all in finance. And my other son I have in New York, he does the same business we do. So it's sort of a natural thing to get into. And of course they started their own business. And both my kids started their own business when they got out of school. And I sort of was interested. That's what I helped them out when they first got established. And so I've sort of stayed with it. You know, whenever I can help, I'm helping. I'm more or less helping my son right now at First Capital Source. So First Capital Source, it's like I said, if you look us up on the internet, you'll see it's Hollywood, Florida address, but I'm the representative here.
You are in Atlanta.
I'm in Atlanta.
Well, that's wonderful. I really like that. The journey that truly is a family affair. Then, if you got both sons and as well, and on all that's, I love. Right. I think that resonates with everyone. Everyone loves family run businesses.
Right. Sometimes it works out, and so hopefully it's
worked out so far. Depends how much you like your family, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Right.
Oh my goodness, that's funny. Well, so are there any myths or misconceptions about your industry or, First Capital Source specifically that you would like to clear up with our listeners today?
Well, I mean, often my clients come to me and they want, funding, capital for their business. I mean, we're happy to, try to provide them capital at the best rate and terms we can. But of course, they don't always like the right rates and terms because the economics or, it's a lot going on in the background that the clients don't see. I mean, the companies themselves lend money, but it's a risky game when you're lending money because a lot of people don't make it. You can see how the economy is today. Don't really make it, And then if you lend the people the money and they can't pay it back, how are you going to get the money back? You got to take them to court, the whole rigmarole. So there's a risk involved that the customer doesn't always see from the lender's point of view. And right. we don't always lend money directly. We broker out a lot of, depending on the deal, depending on the situation, depending on the options. So we might do some stuff in-house, but we might also, I have a lot of connections in the business. Mm-hmm. So for example, we don't do startups, but if somebody comes to me with a good idea, and he needs like an angel investor or somebody with capital who wants to invest in his business, then I know where I can send him. So, but we do, our company itself does loans like SBA loans, you know, or lines of credit, some commercial real estate, factoring. So, you know, the standard sort of vanilla kind of deals we do with our company. Mm-hmm. I have other contacts too, if there's something sort of special, you know, or unique.
Yeah, it's certain situations that you can't handle
right.
that you
I can't handle myself, right?
Point them in the right direction,
you know. And so I don't mind giving free advice. You know what I mean? I'm available anytime for you know, if anybody needs any advice. You know, about you know the lending market.
Yeah, and there maybe you know there's so many different types of business loans, you know.
Yeah.
Like so that's not. I like that you said that you don't mind giving free advice. You know, that's not the case with everyone.
And I've even done mortgages for in the past. I've done a lot of stuff, but I was in mortgages as well too. I've done that kind of lending as well,
awesome.
For residential.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So.
Well, having all these years in, you know, finance, the experience that you have in finance, you know, the broad range of experience, and then the fact that your wife is in finance as well, right. both sons. Right. So I bet you do have lots of connections in the industry. quite a few. So moving away from work for a minute, what do you do for fun, Robert, when you're not working?
I'm sort of like a frustrated artist. I do music. You know, I paint. Right now, I'm doing a lot of music. I mean, I create music. I'm a singer-songwriter as well. So that's what I
really?
Do.
Really?
Fun, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Have you ever checked out Eddie's Attic?
Oh yeah, I played there a couple of times.
Yeah. Okay. My daughter is a musician, singer-songwriter. She was a finalist not too long ago.
At
open mic night.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a well-known place in town. Yeah,
it is. It's been around since I was a kid in Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's been around. It definitely been around for a while. Yeah. But yeah, that's super neat. And so you write your own music. That's not a lot of people have, you know, music as an interest, but it's not always that they are actually.
Yeah, I mean, you could go. I mean, all right, I'll plug my music.
Go
On Spotify and look up my Bob name, Bob Jeter, and you'll see some of my music.
That's very cool. I love it. Anyway, we'll have to do that for sure.
So maybe I should write more songs about finance, right?
That's right. A little jingle.
A little jingle. Yeah, I do my own jingles. I could do that.
You should. That's your personal branding.
Yeah, exactly.
You can incorporate the both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so shifting gears again into something mm-hmm. a little more serious, have you faced a challenge or a hardship in life that you can say now for having been through that experience and come out on the other side that you're stronger or better for that today?
Well, I mean, I guess a lot of people would say the same thing today. It's COVID.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people had difficulty going through COVID. Of course, a lot of people got free money, which we didn't mind facilitating. With the PPP programs, which, you know, the government put out during that period. But unfortunately, we didn't get really paid much for that, if anything. I mean, you know, we did more or less pro bono.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we built up our clientele doing it. And we got a lot of good, you know, reviews and stuff for helping people with that program.
Yeah.
But it hurt our business. And we're just getting to come out of it. Right now, I mean, the economy is still bad, but it's picking up some now. So hopefully, you know, we've turned the corner.
Yeah, I hope that trend continues.
All that bad stuff. enough of that. Yeah.
I definitely hope the trend continues and it continues to improve. Would be really nice and a big relief to a lot of us. But yeah, I imagine in the finance industry, I didn't even really think about that before, you know.
Yeah, the brokers were sort of cut out.
The lenders,
it came directly from the government. So There are certain companies that did make agreements with the government, and I think they made it okay. But if you're a sort of independent company like we are, we had difficulty during that period.
Yeah, I imagine so. Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything else about your business that you would like our listeners to know?
Well, the rates are not going up anymore, I don't think.
they stabilized?
They sort of stabilized, and hopefully they'll slowly start to go down again. Because even the SBA loan is, and a lot of people like the SBA loan because it has pretty good rates and terms. You know, you can go out for 10 years with that. And you were getting back before COVID, you were getting rates like 4 or 5% on the SBA, just to tell you the difference between then and now. But now it's like 10% on it. That's an SBA loan. Okay. Now, if you're doing commercial real estate or equipment financing where you got collateral on the table, then, you know, you get better rates. But for SBA loan, I mean, you have to realize prime is 8%. So, you know, the banks are paying 8% right now. So, and that's why it's even hard to get certain banks to lend because they have to keep a certain amount of deposits. The economy is sort of shaky. So, it's a little, things are picking up, things are improving, but it's still, we still have some rough patches, because of the economy, basically.
To overcome. Yeah. Well, so Robert, if people want to reach out and learn more and maybe take you up on that offer of free advice and pointing them in the right direction, what is the best way for them to get in touch with them, with you?
Well, you can always email me directly, bob@ First Capital Source, and that's 1ST, capitalsource.com. So bob@ 1ST, capitalsource.com. Or call me directly. I'll give you my direct phone number right here, 404-388-0089. Be glad to help you any way I can.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being here. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Stacey. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, that's all for today's episode, Atlanta. I'm Stacey Risley with the Good Neighbor Podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting the local businesses and nonprofits of our great community.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast North Atlanta. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpnorthatlanta.com. That's gnpnorthatlanta.com or call 470-946-7007.